Good morning. We are with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Joins us on Wednesdays. Good morning, Judy.
Wonderful morning. Good morning, David.
It is. A pedestrian bridge opens today in Amsterdam. Some officials will be there, including New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and Congressman Paul Tonko from the Capital Region area.
Yeah, it's a ribbon cutting this morning. It's called officially called the Mohawk Valley Gateway Overlook Pedestrian Bridge. This is supposed to be a tribute to Amsterdam's past and its hope for the future. The construction of the build was overseen by the New York State Canal Corp, but local people helped shape what the bridge looks like and how it will function going forward. Money to build the $16.5 million bridge came from a 2005 Rebuild and Renew York Transportation Bond Act. Another $1.5 million was added to the project to add art and benches to make it more attractive to people. The bridge has been touted as a way to revitalize the city's economy by connecting neighborhoods in the southern portion of the city and the Erie Canal Trail with Amsterdam's downtown district and Riverlink Park on the north side of the bridge. Business owners on the Amsterdam south side hope that this bridge is going to bring some new business to their neck of the woods.
Speaking of business, the chance of a nurses' strike at Nathan Littauer Hospital looks like could be avoided as a result of a tentative agreement.
Yeah, there's a tentative contract agreement reached Tuesday, and that will avert this planned strike that was going to happen beginning September 1st. The agreement is subject to ratification by union members, and that vote will happen on Thursday. The federal mediators stepped in and helped them reach this agreement. They had been discussing this for 2 years. There was this essentially labor strife between the hospital and the union, which represents 112 registered nurses who work at the facility. The two sides had disagreed on a range of issues, including pensions, benefits, and staffing levels. Before announcing the deal, both sides appeared to be in an impasse. Nathan Littauer had filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board against the union for failure to bargain in good faith, and the union had filed a number of unfair labor practice complaints with the Labor Relations Board. Again, the vote will take place Thursday. You should note that the union has scheduled one-day strikes at two other upstate hospitals, St. Elizabeth Medical Center in Utica and Samaritan Medical Center in Watertown. The union announced on August 26th they had reached a tentative agreement with Samaritan and called off that strike. The state of negotiations with St. Elizabeth's is unknown, though, at this point.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us as she does each Wednesday. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.